just to underline why repentance. Why? The answer is in chapter 3 and in verse 3. Can two walk together if they do not agree? This is really the reason for repentance, a matter of seeking as we have heard. But it's a matter that we will be agreeable to him. Now we are in the second section of the prophecy. The first one, chapter 1 and 2, a judgment which we learn the sovereignty of God, the long-suffering of God, and the holiness of God that is pronouncing judgment on 8 nations. The most severe one is the children of Israel, because again, chapter 3 tells us that they were giving much. And for those who were giving much, in verse 2, he have known them out of all of the nations of the earth. Much is required of them. So we need to keep that in mind. That section that we have before us from chapter 3 to chapter 6 have 5 messages. 5 messages. 3 of them, every chapter start with hear ye. Chapter 3, hear ye. Chapter 4, hear ye. Chapter 5, hear ye. And then we have 2 woes. One in chapter 5, verse 18, and one in the beginning of chapter 6. So the 3 ones is hear. See, because the shepherd, as Amos said in chapter, it's in chapter 3, verse 12. The shepherd that is seeking a piece of an ear, he wanted to secure our hearing. He wanted to secure our listening. Are we listening when the word of God is speaking? Sometimes I really wonder, because it's kind of interesting. I probably said it many times. Sometimes you listen to a recording of a Bible conference, and then you listen to a brother repeating exactly what another brother have said just like 10 minutes earlier. You wonder to yourself, was he really listening? And I'm just using that not to say that we don't, but sometimes we don't pay attention to what the Spirit of God is talking to us. The shepherd secure a piece of an ear. He wants us to, that's why 3 times in the section of repentance, he said, listen. Listen to the word of God. They have rejected the word of God in chapter 2. They rejected the law of the Lord. That's what the problem with Judah was. They rejected the law of the Lord. But then there is a second danger. Not rejecting the law of the Lord. The pretend. To pretend that you're going on with the law of the Lord. And that's what we see in chapter 4. In chapter 4, from verse 4 to verse 5, verse 4 and verse 5, we have a very dangerous situation here. These are very religious. They are going to Bethel. They're going to Gilgal, places of very significant spiritual meanings. And they are bringing sacrifices. Every 3 days, they are bringing the tithe. They are offering Thanksgiving offering. Later on, we hear about them singing. I mean, these are really very, really, I mean, they were asking that the day of the Lord would come. Yeah, I mean, I think it was said earlier, having the form of godliness. It is a very scary thing, because again, God is saying, how could two walk together if they do not agree? God is looking for reality in the heart. You could go with the flow, and that is really the danger. The danger might not be only rejecting publicly, outwardly, the law of the Lord, but the danger might be going with the flow. Let me speak a word to those of us who are brought up in a Christian home. That those who are brought up under the principles that we always appreciate. Sometimes you just go with the flow. You just go with the flow. And it's just a matter of time where the Lord would reveal the heart. If there is no real repentance, not only for the sinner, but repentance for the saints. Because you cannot walk with God unless you are abiding and walking in according to the principle, the matter of seeking, the matter of changing direction, and the matter of not pretending to go with the flow, knowing how the system works, and go with it. God is not mocked. It's just a matter of time. Mark my word. Our hearts would be revealed.
Say, Emil, that the second principle is the importance of repenting is prepared to meet your God. There is no escape. What we think that we might get away with, the Spirit of God says, prepare to meet your God. So, brethren, there is nothing greater that God has given us the remedy. And the remedy is to change direction. So there's no escape. We want to walk in tune with God, two walking together in agreement, but also knowing that there is nothing that will be hidden before the blessed God. So prepare to meet your God.
I thought that the prepare might have come before the seek, but it's interchangeable, but that's good. And I'm thinking, when it comes to seek ye me and ye shall live, I think the matter of the traditions that you were just talking about, notice what happens in chapter 5. Go not to Bethel. Don't go to Gilgal. Don't go to Beersheba. Now, as you pointed out, these are very significant places. Places that God had appointed for the assessment of his people of God, for the people of God. Gilgal was essential. It was where the foreskins were removed. It was where circumcision was implemented so that the people of God knew what it meant to maintain spiritual conditions that were suitable to their heavenly calling, their holy calling. Hence, we are to go back to Gilgal. There was every battle that was required to return to Gilgal. Now, Bethel, the house of God. These are very significant places. And I think if we don't understand clearly what the Spirit of God is saying, you can't simply take things up traditionally. You can't take things up out of an obligation. Let's go back and start doing certain things. Maybe God will look upon us and grace us with his presence. So all we have to do is get back to the old stuff. The challenge here is not that. The challenge is to get to God himself.
I have a verse in the New Testament describing the meaning of repentance. When we return it back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 9, the last portion of the verse, turned to God from idols to serve the living and the true God. We have two things here in this verse. We have the turning matter to God. And the second thing is the fellowship with that loving and living true God. We have the fellowship with God after the work of repentance. But if we I have another idea about the matter of repentance, that it is not only a commandment from God, even in the New and Old Testament, but it is a gift from God. And if the Lord God says to the Gentile to repent and to Israel to repent, we have the same thought in the book of Acts. If we return it to the book of Acts, chapter 5, we will find this verse who speaks about the repentance. The God gave Israel the repentance. It is a gift from God. And also we read the same thing about the nations, about the Gentiles. The Jewish people who become Christian confess that God gave the repentance to the Gentile as we as the same. So every one of us must believe that we are going with a living God who gave us the repentance, and after that he encouraged us by repeated invitation to repentance. After that he commanded us to repent.